How long did it take until your ankle was fully back to strength, you think?
Coming in OTAs, it felt good. Coming in OTAs.
But it took that long, though? It took a couple months to really feel like yourself after the season?
Yeah.
What was your level of satisfaction with your rookie season?
I thought it was all right. I was just looking to improve.
Do you envision a big jump in your second year?
Yeah, I hope so. You know, who doesn't want to have a jump every year?
Mm-hmm. So. I don't know how much you followed in the off season, but the Giants had looked around free agent tackles, but seemed to pretty much tell everybody they're looking for a right tackle. They wanted you to stay as the left tackle. Is that good that you had that their faith in you, that they weren't going to mess with your position?
Yeah. I mean, you know, I'm grateful, you know, that they believe in me. So I'm just looking to get better and to improve.
You're going up against some newcomers on that defensive line. Who has presented which newcomer has been the biggest challenge for you so far?
Probably Olivier.
Any particular reason why?
You know, he's a great player. He's an all-around game. And it's going to be pretty good getting that work in practice.
What's that like for you? I mean, obviously he's a great player, but he's a Miami guy. I know you guys exchanged jerseys last year after the Dolphins game.
Oh, yeah, we're just looking to get each other better. You know, every day go out there and work.
Does he give you a lot of feedback?
Oh, yeah. We talk about it, sort of stuff I need to work on. And, you know, just looking to get better.
You talked about wanting to have a better year in your second year. How much do you think the fact that you're healthy could help make that happen, too?
You know, I mean, yeah, that definitely helped. You know, anybody definitely plays better when they're healthy. So,
assuming everybody stays healthy, you've got the same five guys in the offensive line. Is that a pretty big thing for this group?
Yeah, you know, it takes time to be able to work together and be comfortable. And, you know, the best line's always been together for years. So,
a second ago, Ben was asked about you and your development, said that, you know, trusting your technique is a big thing for you. Do you think last year at times maybe it just, you were in the game and it kind of maybe got away from your technique, you're just trying to fight out there?
Yeah, I would say that sometimes. I mean, you know, I did that more so last year.
Yeah.
You know, so I mean, this year, you know, I'm really trying to focus on my technique and going on with my coach and watching film and doing drills and trying to really focus on that this year.
Does that come with, like, does the game have to slow down, I guess, for you to be able to rely on the technique more? Or?
Yeah, and also just working more at it.
How different is the technique that Mike Solari asked for than maybe Coach Flaherty?
I mean, they both have different drills, and they both are great coaches, and, you know, I'm just, you know, with Solari right now, we're just looking to get better.
What's the biggest skill difference? Position guys that you guys have and Eli coming back this year, where do you see this offense going?
Oh, I think this offense is going to be a great offense, man. You know, we're just looking to put as many points up and play the best that we can all together.
What are your expectations for the team in general?
Oh, sure. I mean, we want to go to the playoff, so that's, you know, but it starts off in the division. So we're just looking to put up points and win games.
What's the biggest difference you can tell so far, you can surmise from Ben McAdoo? Last year was the offensive coordinator, now he's the head coach. What's the biggest difference in that aspect?
He's the same guy. You know, he always, you know, he wants the best out of what we're doing. So, you know, he's a great coach and we love playing for him. So we're looking forward to this year.
What's the biggest thing you learned in your rookie year?
Whatever you're going through, just fight through it. Or, you know, it's gonna be up and down.
Eric, when you're focused on your technique and you want to improve your technique, does a day like today help, or is it one of those things where you can't wait to get out there tomorrow and start banging again?
You know, it helps today. You know, you try to focus on certain things and getting in the habit of it. And tomorrow, you know, even helps even more going full speed.
Is there one specific thing with the technique that you try and focus on when you're working out or when you're out there practice?
Just punching more.